This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you ever think in your life you would witness such a meltdown as you've seen from leftists these days? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It's a Kevin Jackson Show. And yeah, I'm still sick. I was sicker than a dog last week, but I'm sick. That's okay. It's okay. I'm still under the weather, but I'm back at it. And I should be okay. Eventually, I'm going to get my Barry White voice. It'll be like, oh, sexy. Hey, how y'all doing? Yeah. I love that when you're sick and then you get that last day, you get that one day where everything is just real. Ooh, you're like this. It's getting there. Maybe tomorrow, if you're lucky. Tune in, ladies and men. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Meltdown of the left. And I keep saying to you, don't worry about it. We can look at all the problems that continue to occur in our lives and politically speaking. Trust me when I tell you, look, November the 8th, 2016 was truly a shock to the crooked leftists. I want you to understand how much they knew they were going to win. They were hell-bent on domination of us for another 50 years, maybe forever. And here's what happened. They never considered the alternative. I say this, think about, well, the criminal. A person goes out, he's like, I'm going to steal this car. He's only thinking about the joyride, what it's going to get. It's that euphoria of this, it's mine, I can get this. It's somebody left the keys, whatever. And they don't think about, wow, if I steal this car, I probably will get caught. And then I'm going to have to go to jail for grand theft auto. Where I'll become Ben Dover's roommate, okay? I don't think I want to do this. Because that's what you would do. You would think of the consequence. Liberals don't consider that. I used to say this. I still do. I haven't had to say it in a long time. But I would say this to a person who would come up and want to fight. I would say things like, hey, listen, just out of curiosity, I know you seem very impassioned right now. And you're very angry. And that's cool. I get it. And you know, you're ready to fight, man. Ooh, you got the fist up. I can see that vein in your forehead. It's pumping. You know, you're really mad. But let me ask you this. Have you thought, just for one second, even if it was fleeting, that if you get into this fight, it might not go your way? Have you considered that you might not win? And in not winning, I'm not talking about, oh, you both walk away and somebody goes, well, I think he got the best of you, Chuck. I'm talking about win to where it changes your career. Maybe you work with your hands and you're no longer able to work with your hands. Maybe your job requires you to walk and you end up with a prosthetic leg. Because somebody ripped it off and beat you over the head with it. Maybe your job requires you to talk and somebody punches you so hard in your throat that you don't know, you know, you can't see straight anymore. Have you thought about that? Because that's the thing you need to be considering every time you pick a fight. Doesn't matter who it is. That's my advice to my kids. That's my advice to me. That is why I don't pick fights. But I'll tell you this. I won't run from one. And when I give you that advice, I'm telling you right then and there, your life will change forever if we fight. Even if you win. I'm cool with my life changing forever. That is the warrior code. Because once I accept the fight, I don't care. I was talking to one of my Navy SEAL friends. He wasn't the guy that I trained, but we talked about it. And he says to me, he goes, Kev, you know how we are. He goes, for us, we know we've got the will. So we may not have the skill set, but one thing you know you're going to get when you fight a SEAL, he's going all out. And I go, I love that. I mean, we were fist bumping. He's going to be one of the next congressmen in Texas. So that's all I'm telling you is the left never considered what would happen. They had stacked the deck, man. They had done everything they could to make sure they were never going to lose. And it's funny to watch the reaction when I have that conversation with somebody that wants to fight me. This was years ago, but I've had it multiple times. I would say, look, just out of curiosity, have you thought about losing? And then I would go, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going anywhere. I'm content for you to walk away right now and make up any story you want about what happened here. But when we flip that switch, I'm not going to be leaving. And you might want to consider what happens to with a guy who's telling you right now he's going to fight you if you choose to push it. Now, make your decision. And it's funny to look at the look on the face of a guy that starts to think about, ooh, I hadn't thought about that. It's kind of, and it's really interesting when it's followed by the punch you never saw. Because a couple of times, you want to make your point a little more forcefully. And so when you're standing there and you're having a conversation with a guy, and he's looking at you, and the next thing you know, he's been punched. Just love tap. Just enough to say, wow, I could have shaved you, and you didn't even see that punch coming. What do you think's going to happen next, princess? Well, I've been there. For those of you who haven't, and for those of you, oh, he's Kevin bragging about fighting. I don't give a crap about bragging about fighting. I've had enough fights and won enough of them. I don't need to brag. But I'll tell you this. I know when somebody is reconsidering, and I know when you make somebody at least give them some pause, which I think, by the way, is humanitarian, to say, it might not go your way, and I'm not a guy who's going to show mercy. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I hope everybody in the listening audience understands this. I will show no mercy. And so what the left ran into was a punch they didn't see. His name was Donald Trump. And now they're out of whack. They don't know what to do. They got beat down. And the first night, they understood it. They were like, holy cow, we got beat up. We were demolished. We had no idea. And they were all distraught. And they were crying with each other and all this. But instead of taking that warning and saying, you know what? Why don't we not go out and pick fights? Why don't we behave like civilized people, like human beings, and start looking at issues in the real way and not doing nutty stuff? Instead of doing that, They decided, you know what, we're going to fight back even harder. We're going to be even more mean-spirited. And that's what they're doing right now. We got a lot to talk about on this stuff today. I'm glad you guys are here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are out of whack, everybody. So out of whack that they don't even know what they're saying. We beat them so bad. You ever heard of the term beat him senseless? That's what Donald Trump did. He beat the left senseless. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. Here's what I mean by beating them senseless. I'm going to play some stuff from John Kerry this segment. We got a lot to talk about with respect to this meltdown. And it covers a lot of news. It covers Kavanaugh's hearings. It covers Cory Booker. And it covers the Me Too movement and CBS and all this other stuff. The leftist meltdown. And I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, this is the best thing that ever could have happened. What you're witnessing right now. Many of you see it and go, Kevin, they're coming at us with everything. Congratulations to them. Let me begin with John Kerry. And here's what he talks about as being what has people motivated. I think we played this a while back. And then I'm going to play something about what he says about Donald Trump. But here's what he says is the motivation for the youth and how he might make a run for the presidency.
Thought it was a different way to approach it.
So, Mr. Secretary, in Every Day is Extra, you detail how you came back from Vietnam, a disillusioned young man. And I just wonder what you believe the message is from this book to young Americans today who may be disillusioned in politics, whether they are liberals who can't believe what happened in 2016, or young conservatives who can't believe what happened in 2016, or young independents who look at both sides and say, no thanks, I'm checking out of the system. Earlier you talked about how quickly things changed between November 72 and August 74. Yeah. What's your message to them?
My message is that, you know, they hear the words from politicians, but they don't always believe them, that each individual can really make a difference. That's exactly what happened back then. Earth Day, 20 million people come out. They translate it into a movement that made the issue a voting issue. And they targeted the 12 worst votes in Congress, labeled them the Dirty Dozen, and 7 of the 12 lost their seats. Guess what happened? Clean Air Act passed, safe drinking water, marine mammal protection, coastal zone management, EPA, signed into law by Richard Nixon. Young people made that happen. That happened because of people who took a semester off from college, the peanut butter and jelly brigades in New Hampshire, who elevated Gene McCarthy. I mean, all of it came from this energy for the peace movement, for women, for the equal rights amendment. All these things were happening. And then once some of those things were accomplished, people sort of went to sleep and backed off. We have to rejuvenate, re-energize our own democracy in this country. We have to make it work. Here's the magic number, 54.2. 54.2% of eligible Americans voted in 2016. When I ran in 04, the eligible vote was 60.4%. When Barack Obama was elected in 08, it was 62.3%. And then it dropped down in the reelect to 58%. You know the last time it was 54.2%? Al Gore. So the lesson is, it's not the people who did vote who elected Donald Trump, it's the people who didn't vote. Young people need to understand the importance of the vote. Historically, they don't always turn out. And we have to motivate people to understand. Climate change, I can't think of an issue that will motivate. We're heading towards 4 degrees centigrade in this century. It will be absolutely catastrophic for refugees, crops, water. I mean, we're already seeing the consequences. Hottest 10 years in recorded history, last year the hottest year in history, the 10 years before that, the second hottest 10 years, the 10 years before that, the third hottest 10 years. Isn't there a message from that somewhere? When President Xi, President Putin, President Macron, all these people are adhering to the Paris Agreement, and only Donald Trump, without a shred of evidence, without a shred of scientific fact, pulls out. These are the issues that I believe will motivate people. And over the next 2 months, whether it's health care or education or opportunity or fair wages, we have a message. And we need to take that out and get young people to organize around it.
I'm sorry to have to do that to you. I let you listen to Kerry for that long. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. But, you know, he's got a point on some of it. He says that you know, you hear the words from politicians, but you don't believe them. And we finally have a politician who's our president, who said, here's what I'm going to do, and he does it. So what are you mad about? But he goes on to explain Earth Day. You know, this is a hippie movement, and he says they want to, you know, that Earth Day voted out a lot of different politicians, and it flipped this and flipped that. Let me tell you what Donald Trump Day did. Donald Trump has done to Congress what no president I can think of in the modern era has done. He has people they themselves are going, I'm not running. He's flipping Congress. I'm not running. Because the gravy train is over. It's ending. Now, what Kerry says is they need the energy of the peace movement. It brought equal rights, but then people went to sleep. And he says they got to re-energize the democracy. And I say to the left, I say to these Democrats, with what? What are you going to re-energize it with? He gave you the statistics. In 08, they re-energized the democracy based on Barack Obama and him being black. That was it. And him ushering in socialism to a degree that we've never seen. And 62.3% of the people came out and voted in 08. Prior to that, 04, 60.4. In this last election, 54.2%. You want to know why less people voted? Because of Obama. How do you go from 62.3% to 54.2% And by the way, he didn't give you 12 because he knew that that number had fallen off dramatically because the hoopla was over for Barack Obama. So he goes on to say this. It was the people who didn't vote who elected Donald Trump. And then he goes into the final aspect of this, which is climate change. And he says it's catastrophic for refugees, for crops, for water. He didn't say climate change is going to be catastrophic for all Americans. He didn't say climate change is going to be catastrophic for hardworking citizens. Nothing. He chose refugees first. And that shows you exactly how this man thinks. They are out of whack. And I'm going to wait because I want to come into the next segment playing his next clip. Because I want to explain to you how crazy the left are. We're going to talk about this New York Times op-ed. They're still talking about this. We're going to talk about they brought Omarosa back out because she's now, oh, I'm a co-conspirator in getting Hillary elected and all these other things. These people are so off hinge, and you need to thank them. You need to thank the media for showing you them. You, everything that's going on with Kavanaugh, and by the way, in the clip that we play, the ones that we play today, I don't even have to explain to you how you hear the left defying their own arguments with their own words. They can't even figure it out. They are so detached from reality, you need to thank them. Thank Joe Scarborough. Thank Rachel Maddow. Thank Chris Matthews. Thank any of them. Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, any of the radio show hosts. They are running their people away. Leftists are leaving them in droves. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
It's been 3 days since Florence began pounding North Carolina, and Governor Roy Cooper says there's much more to come.
The danger is still immediate. Flood waters are rising as rivers crest. And they will for day.
Now a tropical depression, Florence has caused nearly 24 deaths, including a one-year-old boy who slipped from his mother's grip and drowned in Union County. The coastal city of Wilmington is nearly cut off. North Carolina Transportation Secretary James Trogdon.
We have one limited route into Wilmington, and we're pushing supplies as hard as we possibly can.
Rescuers are plucking residents from flooded homes as North Carolina's swollen rivers are reaching record or near-record crests from the epic rain that was unleashed by Florence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists look to their own polls. They look to their cocoons of ignorance. They look to their cabals. All of it. They live in these little... you know, enclaves where all they talk about is what they want to hear. They don't want any thought that's any different. I'm happy to hear somebody try to tell me, Kevin, you're wrong on what's going to happen in the midterms. I'd love to hear you explain to me how you think I'm wrong so we can have a debate about it. And I would go, oh, I think you're wrong on this or right on that. I challenge you. Call the show, 844-551-8255. Happy to discuss it. Send me a note. If you don't get the show during the live broadcast, we'll get you on. I'll debate any leftist anytime, anywhere about my thoughts and views, but they don't over there. Because they don't want bad news. If you can make an intelligent argument to me and say, Kevin, well, there's a reason why you shouldn't be so optimistic about the midterms, I want to hear you. Because I want to know if I need to change course, if there's something I need to do that's different. I'm not going to run from it. That's called confronting your problem. The left don't want to do that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. I just played a clip earlier from John Kerry talking about climate change is going to be the biggest thing for kids coming up. Now I want to play something that makes you understand just how out of whack these people are and why they're chasing away their moderates. If you're a moderate Democrat and you found my radio show, it's probably because the left chased you away. And somebody saw that in you and said, you know, you might want to listen to this black dude who's never been a Democrat. He says he was never that stupid. And go see what he has to say. Because he'll reinforce your feelings about the party. The fact that they're nothing but racist, sexist, homophobic, misogynistic, you name it. They are all of it. And when I tell you they're the biggest racist, they're the most intolerant people on the planet, I'll back it up. And again, I dare any of them to call the show. Get together with your little group, and we'll debate it. We'll do it right here. It'll just be me. I won't even let my producers in on it. Anyway, here's John Kerry talking to Andrea Mitchell about Donald Trump. You're going to love it.
When you read in Woodward's book the kinds of things that Mattis and other top national security officials have said about this president, what do you think about the way this White House operates?
Well, I don't think the White House operates effectively at all. I think there is not, obviously, a clear policy process. It is sporadic. It is haphazard. It is impulsive. The president clearly reverses and goes forward and really doesn't do the homework that a president needs to do in order to make savvy decisions. And every word everyone has heard in Washington for a year and a half, you didn't need this anonymous op-ed to know what is happening. But what it does is it confirms with great clarity, coupled with Bob Woodward's book, and together you have the picture of an administration that is chaotic, out of control, not qualified, and a president who is clearly not qualified to do this job.
Welcome back. You guys have been attending the Black Sphere University, Kevin Jackson, Chancellor, on this radio show for free for quite some time, KJRadio.com. What's wrong with that comment? Huh. Let's see. Donald Trump, he's dumb and he's unhinged, right? That's what we're told. He has no clear policy process. Does anybody want to tell me what Donald Trump's policy is on dealing with foreign nations? Because I can tell you what it is. I can state it. So can you. We all know it. We can all say it together. America first. We know what his mantra is. Make America great again. But that's not clear enough for John Kerry. He says, no, Trump is sporadic. He's impulsive. He reverses and then he goes forward. In what way? Prove it to me in any way, shape, or form where Donald Trump has reversed or gone forward. I've seen him negotiate, but his mantras of America first and make America great again, he has not equivocated on that in any way, shape, or form. But here's what I think you find most interesting. The left think they're slick. So they've got their new narrative, and it goes along the lines of Donald Trump being unhinged, unfit. He's crazy. He's a madman. People inside of his White House are doing this. Let me tell you, if you're smart, you know for a fact that Donald Trump doesn't have any infiltrators in his White House. What he has is a bunch of journalists and a bunch of anti-Trump people who are creating a narrative that there's somebody inside the White House who's a worm. They want you to believe that people are so afraid of what's going on inside of Donald Trump's White House that they're exposing him. They want to get it out there. And Omarosa, she broke the ice with it. Unhinged was her book. So she was the belle of the ball, right? Yeah, and I love how John Kerry says this.
Anonymous, the op-ed, we didn't need an op-ed, you know, for us to understand what's going on, but it confirms with great clarity.
I love how they use, their words are so well chosen. It confirms with great clarity. An anonymous op-ed that nobody knows the provenance to, but it confirms with great clarity. And then what does he say? Coupled with Woodward's book. And that's a whole other ball of wax right there. Because let me tell you, a ball of yarn. Thank you. The idea that Bob Woodward is this newfound purveyor of all that is true in America. I'll talk about that separately. Because Bob Woodward is a liar. And I can guarantee you Bob Woodward is a liar when I talk about it in a different segment. I'll prove to you. And I don't have to read his book. I can go based on a comment that he made that he's a liar. Just like I told people when they said the white cop reached his arm out of the window and grabbed 6'2", 280-pound Michael Brown by the throat. Then I said, this whole narrative of Ferguson is a lie. The book Bob Woodward is a liar. But I'll go into that another time. Anyway, Kerry uses him as, oh, well, you know, he's a very well-known person, and he's even talking about the out-of-control administration. And so the orchestration is Donald Trump is unhinged. He's too stupid. He shouldn't be president. Inside of his White House, there's turmoil. Outside of his White House, people are going inside and understanding more about it. We've got sources, blah, blah, blah. So I want to play this from Jake Tapper.
Hello, I'm Jake Tapper in Washington, where the State of Our Union is full of drama. Drama in the White House, the president raging over that rogue, anonymous senior administration official. Drama on Capitol Hill, Democrats swinging for the fences in a desperate bid to knock off Trump's second Supreme Court nominee. And drama on the campaign trail, with President Obama's high-octane, unprecedented 2018 debut. Fewer than 60 days out from the most consequential midterm elections in recent memory, the evidence of dysfunction and chaos inside the White House has never been more convincing, laid out in exhaustive detail in a new book by Bob Woodward, a meticulous and highly respected reporter, and in that anonymous op-ed describing the president as ignorant and unhinged. But the evidence that President Trump and his party are delivering on some of their promises is just as clear. We saw that Friday in yet another strong jobs report, with rising wages and low unemployment as the president's second nominee for the Supreme Court, despite the Democrats' best efforts, appears headed for confirmation.
Wow, a lot to digest there, huh? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. If you noticed, Jake Tapper, evidence of dysfunction and chaos in the White House. Okay, so I'll buy it, Jake. Really? Evidence of it? Where? Okay, Omarosa. That nobody believes. Black folks look at Omarosa, and you would think, oh, well, she's going to go over and now convert blacks because that she's going to now say Trump is a racist. You know what black people say? If he was a racist, why has he helped your career so much, and why did you work for him? So she's lost all credibility, but they tout her anyway. So you got Omarosa. What about old Fire and Fury guy, Mr. Wolf? Where's he? Nowhere to be found, because that's where Bob Woodward's going to end up. And so what does he do? He then uses Bob Woodward, as did John Kerry. But here's what Jake Tapper said. He's a meticulous and highly respected reporter. Since when? You know, Bob Woodward has been a joke. The only people that take Bob Woodward seriously are people on the left. I don't see a Bob Woodward story and go, ooh, Bob Woodward did it. He said it. Find a 20-year-old that knows who the heck Bob Woodward is. See, this is inside the beltway nonsense. But here's what he did. Then he goes on. What does he do? He did what John Kerry did. Oh, that anonymous op-ed. That certainly does it. You know, that gives credibility to all of this. We now know that this is for reals. Woo! But then Jake Tapper does something that, ooh, it's got to sting a little bit. Jake Tapper then goes on to talk about, but then again, the president is delivering. Now, I want you to understand that a dummy who's unhinged and, as Kerry said, unfit to be president, and he's unhinged, but he's still getting results. Strong jobs report. Lowest unemployment in decades. Consumer confidence through the roof. And on and on and on. Look, do I really need to recap all of the things that Donald Trump's doing? You know them for yourselves. Here's what I want you to think about, because this is the bigger picture. One, you have the left constantly beating down on this guy, telling you he's out of control. You can't do anything with him. What are you going to do? He's crazy. And then you get a report that says, wow, he's doing really good. And it's impacting you. How do you rationalize that? Well, let me give you the answer. You walk away from the liar.
This
and that's
is
what
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Did you see with the Google execs? They leaked a video that showed all of them. They were just like, oh my gosh. What's going on? Donald Trump, he won. Here's one of them. This is a lady. She's a Google executive. She cannot hold it together. This was right after the election.
8:30 p.m. on Tuesday night, I was at home with friends and family watching the election returns. And as we started to see the direction of the voting, I reached out to someone close to me who was at the Javits Center where the big celebration was supposed to occur in New York City. Somebody had been working on the campaign. And I just sent him a note and said, you know, are you okay? It looks like it's going the wrong way. And I got back a very sad, short text that read, people are leaving, staff is crying, we're going to lose. That was the first moment I really felt like we were going to lose. And it was this massive, like, kick in the gut that we were going to lose. And it was really painful. It did feel like a ton of bricks dropped on my chest. And I've had a chance to talk to a lot of fellow Googlers, and people have said different words, similar concept. This, how painful is it? How painful this is.
Oh, I don't feel any pain. It feels rather good to me. You know, it's funny. Google is having this meeting with their employees, essentially not even acknowledging that there might be a Trump fan in the auditorium. I mean, do you think anybody raised their hand and went, excuse me, it was actually kind of a good day for me. I kind of like what happened. No. They don't have the guts. And if they'd done it, they would be gone. Truth be told, Google doesn't allow for dissension. The left does not allow for dissension. So here's this lady. She's talking about the celebration that was to occur at Savage Center. And, well, it didn't occur. And she says, she gets this message back. The staff is crying. We're going to lose. It was like a massive kick in the gut. Like a ton of bricks had been dropped on me. Yeah, because it had been dropped on you. It was called The American People Spoke. It's that simple. Look, I'd love to hear from you because you're hearing all these Democrats, and they've lost it, and that's kind of my theme for this hour. The left has, they've truly lost it. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. They're having a meltdown, and I think they're pushing more people away. I think as the Google exec stood up there, there were a lot of people in their audience going, I'm glad Hillary Clinton lost. They didn't say it, and they resent it. I think the Facebook, I think Silicon Valley has many, many, many more conservatives than people think. I know the black community does. I know the gender of women have more people that hate Hillary Clinton than they want to admit. But here's my question. Do you have any Democrats who've had enough of their party? Has one told you that he or she is leaving the party? Because I have friends that have told me they're done. I mean, what a meltdown. I have four sons. I have never seen any of them behave like the Democrats are behaving right now. Look at what's going on with Kavanaugh. Have you seen the new plot against him? I'm going to get to that later in the broadcast, but it's amazing to me. It's a big temper tantrum. And for the record, I want everybody to understand, Kavanaugh is a done deal. The Democrats are not going to do anything to disrupt him in any way. But here's what's funny. They claim we're the ones melting down. I played the Jake Tapper clip last segment, and he's like, the Republicans are in disarray. The White House is this. The New York Times op-ed confirms. Anonymous source, why don't you just say it was some lefty, whatever, confirms that Trump is in a chaotic meltdown. For a guy that's in a chaotic meltdown, don't you think he's handling things pretty well? I mean, I look at everything that's going on in the world. We're safer. Our money is safer. We're probably have more job mobility than we've had in a long time. You probably got a raise. And if you didn't get a raise, you got money back that comes in your check. And I could go on and on. Really? If he's that bad, if he's that unhinged, why are things going so well? See, that's my contention. When reality doesn't meet the expectation, and the bigger that gap, the worse it is for the one who's lying. Now, how's truth going to be determined? Is the Trump White House in turmoil and a meltdown? I don't think you can convince me of that truth. Can you convince me of the truth of my paycheck? Can you convince me of the truth of my tax return? Can you convince me of the truth of my promotion? My ability to go to a new job? And on and on. Can you convince me of the truth that I have a vacation this year or whatever? Yes. But you can't convince me of something that I don't really care about. I don't care if the White House is run by Guatemalan midgets and it is an orgy every night. I don't really care because the outcome is so good for me. I say hire more. That's the problem with the left. Democrats want us to believe we're melting down. But I remember what I told you. I told you, Democrats say what's happening to them, and then they try to tell you. When they tell you, the Republicans are in a meltdown, what they're saying to you is they are in a meltdown. Ask any Republican. But, I mean, certainly 88% of them, I think that was the last poll, 90%. Ask them, do you feel like we're in a meltdown? Do you feel like we are not getting our money's worth from the people that we voted for, from particularly Donald Trump? Do you feel like you want to make a switch from your party to the other side? Because less than 10% of Republicans don't support President Trump. Now, go on the other side of that issue. Pick any Democrat you want. Pick them collectively. Take the best of the bunch. And tell me that you're going to get 88 to 90% of the people who say, I side with X. Insert name here. I defy you. Barack Obama, he's back on the campaign trail. I told you guys this. I said Barack Obama will be shutting his mouth in less than a month. Watch. He's not going to be campaigning with people individually. They may use him as a stooge. The reason why they pulled Barack Obama out of retirement, if you want to call it that, is that's all they have. And sadly, that's a desperation move. That's not a move of a champion. To bring in the loser? Oh, Kevin, he's won two elections. I can hear you naysayers out there now. He's never won two midterm elections. Yeah, how you like me now? Barack Obama's never won a midterm election. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. How did he do in 2010? Let me give you his word. He got a shellacking. How did he do in 2014? He got crushed. So why you would bring him out now is ridiculous. The best election Barack Obama ever had, that the Democrats will ever have, happened in 2008. And that was when many of the Republicans thought they were going to make history, and they went over to the other side to elect a black incompetent. But that's as good as it gets. Ever since then, it's been downhill. 2010, 2012, 2014. If it weren't for winning it, for cheating and, you know, fudging, whatever, however you want to look at it, the Democrats would never win an election from us. In most of the election cycles, they'd lose. I'm not talking about individual races. I'm saying as a whole, as a group, they won't win elections because people know how they are. So I'm just saying the Democrats are in big trouble. They may not want you to admit it. They don't want to admit it to themselves, but it's a fact. And thus the meltdown. And the meltdown is everywhere. So they create these narratives. Trump's in a meltdown, and the White House is in disarray, and we can verify this from an anonymous source. And, oh, by the way, Bob Woodward said it. Really? You know what else they tell us? Oh, Nike stock. I'll get into that a bit. Nike stock is back where it was. Okay. Talk to me in 3 months. Talk to me in 6 months. I'm telling you, Nike stock is going to go down, and it'll set a new floor, a low. And I don't know what's going to happen long term, but I suspect the majority of us are done with Nike. And it'll impact them. How much the American consumer is against them? We're 25% of the world GDP. We'll see what happens. 12.5% or more of the GDP for Nike's clientele may abandon them. That's us. Let's see what happens when they lose that much. Anyway, lots more to talk about, folks. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.